Okay, fine. So we're on a fest and bees. We'll finish going through the rest of the suggest through the end of the, like what we covered in the first paragraph. So feel free to obviously like correct me or you know anything you have to say. Okay, fine. So the first case that the Gemara discusses is Iskachi Li Benmanavin Atatav Zerach Liyam Inu Mekudeshes. Which that is the case when the guy says to the girl, take $100 of money, and she takes the $100 and she throws it into the sea. So the Gemara says she's not Mekudeshes. So the question is why is she not Mekudeshes? Seemingly it could possibly be that maybe she wanted the Kiddushin, she accepted it, and then she decided to throw it back. So what's going on in this case? Why is she not Mekudeshes? So the Rashi understands that case. He says that since she's throwing it back into him, back in front of him, into the sea, so therefore clearly she doesn't want it. The Meiri explains this case, and he says, similarly, he says though that she took it bekas, so when she threw it back at him, it was clear that she never wanted it at all for the Kiddushin, because she took it bekas, right? And he says that she threw it back within a small shear of time, of accepting it, she threw it back. Not necessarily that it was the token of Dibur, but it was within a certain amount of time that you would say it would be normal that she's throwing it back. It's not, you know, a while later that it's like, why are you throwing this back at me? It has nothing to do with anything. Right. So the Chacham Tzvi wants to say, though, says like the Meiri, says that she took it with Kass, and therefore she clearly didn't want it, but she had to throw it back with Tokhti Dibur, which is a much smaller amount of time. So the question is, the Machna asks, he says, I don't understand. What difference does it make if it was thrown b'toch k'dei dibor, right? By kiddushin, we know that there's no chazar b'toch k'dei dibor. There's no chazar b'toch k'dei dibor by kiddushin. So if she took it, she accepted the money. So therefore, at that moment, she accepted the kiddushin. It should work. The kiddushin should work. So then throwing it back shouldn't mean anything. So the Machna says that in a chanami that we say toch k'dei dibor la k'dimor. But in this case, since it's a maisa that you're using to undo the kiddushin, therefore, we would say maisa mevatel maisa b'toch k'dei dibor. It's only a problem when it's a dibor that you're trying to undo. If you're trying to undo a dibor with a dibor, so that would be a problem. But if it's a maisa, it's not a problem. Yaakov Shrier and Shir also pointed out that possibly an answer, maybe you could suggest that if dasa limta, higher level of das is required, but it's only required by the man. Therefore, you could say that the issue of chazar b'toch k'dei dibor is only mitzad the man. So this, in this case, it's the isha who's trying to return the kiddushin. So therefore, it would not be an issue. It would be considered a chazara. It would only possibly be an issue by the man. So the next case that the Gemara discusses is the case where hiskachi li b'manet t'neim al gabei sela. Gemara says ina mekudeshes. So this is a case where a guy says to a girl, take this money, and she says, okay, place it on the rock, not going to be mekudeshes. So you want to understand, why would she not be mekudeshes midin Ariv? Case of the Ariv is where a case where he's listening to her, right? So therefore, the same way here, he's listening to her request to give it, instead of giving it to someone else, to give it to the rock. So he's seemingly listening to her, and therefore she should be mekudeshes midin Ariv. So Rashi and Tosos both explain that case, that the problem is that she's not initiating, but she's just reacting to what he said. In the case of Kiddushin Midin Ariv, she says, give money to so-and-so, and then I'll be Mekudeshes to you, and then the Gemara says, Mekudeshes Midin Ariv. But in this case, he's the one who's coming and saying, oh, why don't you be Mekudeshes to me? And then she's reacting and saying, no, give it to the rack. So therefore, it's not going to be Mekudeshes. Tosfos Rid wants to say, the problem was that she didn't say the key words of that Kadosh Ani Lecha. If she would have said, if the Gemara would have read as, it's got you leave money, and then she would have said, Tnei Mal Gabe Selah, that Kadosh Ani Lecha, then it would have been Mekudeshes. The Ramban explains, the case of Kiddushin is in Ariv, so when the guy gives it to somebody else, so then that guy is keeping the money, she's not getting the money back. But when you give it to the rock, the money's final destination is not going to be the rock, because the rock is not holding on to the money. So therefore, it's not going to be similar to the case of Kiddushin Midin Ariv. The Rashi wants to say that the problem is that you're not giving to a Baal Zechiyah. The rock can't accept the money. You can place it on the rock, but the rock is not accepting it. The rock is not a Baal Zechiyah. As opposed to the case of Kiddushin Midin Ariv, that the person you're giving to, he is a Baal Zechiyah. The Ramban is saying that in the case of Kiddushin Midin Ariv, right, what happens is that the woman says, give money to Ruth. She says to Reuven, give money to Shimon, and I'll give the Kiddush to you. Right? So what happens is Shimon gets the money, and Shimon keeps the money. And then she's making Kiddush to Reuven. But the rock is not going to then hold on to the money forever, and it's not going to be seen. Yeah.
The Ramban's only problem is that, I mean, if the Rashi's only problem is that the rock is not a part of the Thea, so why is Shalasho Acherim not going
to
work?
So we'll get to that. We'll talk about that case. So we'll see there. Then, okay? Okay, fine. Yeah, it's coming up. So it's actually, so then the Gemara says, if she says, today my guy is sell off, so then it's in a Mekudeshes. But if it's her rock, then it's going to be Mekudeshes. So why would that be Mekudeshes? What difference does it make if it's her rock, not her rock? So Rashi explains that since it's her chater, so therefore she's kone the kesef. Rashi says, shechater shalavim kone lo. Bariyu kemosha shemekarazo. So therefore, chater of a person's kone, and therefore the rock is going to be kone for her. So Tosos asks, he says, we know from the Gemara Baba Basram that paid out on the days that if it's a chater shal shnehem, it's not going to be kone zemizeh. So why would the Gemara then have a question about sal shal shnehem, whether it would have a suffix, right? So because basically, just to rephrase that question, Rashi seemingly is saying that it's all about zechiyah b'kesef, right? Rashi saying it's all about zechiyah b'kesef. It's her chater, therefore she has zechiyah b'kesef, right? The Gemara then goes on and says that a sal shal shnehem is going to be a suffix. So the question would be, Why should it be a suffix? The Gemara and Bava Basra clearly tells us that there's no zechiyah if it's a chater shel shneihem, right? So therefore, it can't be that the question of the Gemara is about zechiyah b'kesef, because there would be no suffix in the case of shneihem. For sure, it shouldn't work. So Tosas though wants to therefore understand that the Gemara is talking. The question is about a smichas das, so whether or not she has a smichas das, right? If it's her rock, so then she's gonna have a smichas das for the kiddushin. If it's not her rock, so then she's obviously not gonna have a smichas das because it's just a random rock. But if it's a rock of that belongs to both of them, so then possibly she does have smichas das. So the Ran wants to explain Rashi. He says that it's not that Rashi doesn't think that it's just about zechiyah b'kesef, but that you don't need das. He's saying, of course, you need the das and you need the zechiyah. Right, and therefore, if it's her shalosh, you have both the zechiyah and the das. Right, if it's a shalosh shel acher, you don't have either. You don't have zechiyah, you don't have das. If it's a shalosh shel shneihem, it's a suffix. But we don't know in both of them whether there's a zechiyah, whether there's das. The Rambam explains. He says, in the case of shneihem, he wants to say no, there is for sure das. Right, and for sure is das, because she has. I guess it's that there's enough connection to the rack that she might think. And she might want that it would be enough that she would for sure want the kiddushin. The question is, just practically, does she have a zechiyah? How could she possibly have a zechiyah? Meaning, how does that work with the Gemara and Bava Basra, which Tosas brought up? Seemingly, if it's shneihem, even though she has partial zechiyah in the rock, she doesn't have full zechiyah. Therefore, it shouldn't work. So the way the Magen Mishnah explains, he says that since she owns half of it, so therefore it's possible that in order for her to be zochah in the kiddushin, basically the baal who owns the other half is going to be mashil her the other half. So therefore, she now really essentially has ownership over the entire rock, and therefore she could accept the kiddushin.
What's exactly the difference between the Ran and the Ran?
So the Ran is saying that there's also a suffix in das, but the Ran is saying no, for sure she has das, even if she only owns half the rock. It's just a question of zechiyah.
Like,
but they're very similar.
Double tooth spigen.
Yeah.
Yeah. In order, and that's the suffix in zechiyah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay. So now let's talk about Shitas Tosfos regarding the case of the Sela. But Tosfos wants to say, right, we had mentioned before that Tosfos, because he had his question on Rashi, right, with the Gemara of Basra, if it's about Zechiyah, how can the Gemara of Basra think about the case of Shneihem, right, the Sela Shel Shneihem. But Tosfos wants to say that it's all about Smichas Das. So what about Zechiyah Bekesef? Meaning, even if she has Das, if she's not Zoche in it, how could it possibly work for Kiddushin? Seemingly you would need some sort of a Zechiyah, right? So how do we understand she does Tosos? So basically there's obviously two ways you could go. You either say that you don't really need Zechiyah, or there is a Zechiyah, right? So the Rosh wants to say, So if she says that the Tnei Magalei Sela, so we assume that her Das is not for Kiddushin, right? If it's a Stamra. If it's her Sela, then clearly she wants the Kiddushin, and she's able to be Kohen of the Kesef, right? But the case that we're dealing with here, he wants to say that the case is where he threw it into her lap. Since he threw it into her lap, even though it's a Sela Shel Shneihem, she has a Zechiyah in it. Because of the fact that it's on her lap, it's like totally in her Rishus, even though it's a Sela Shel Shneihem. And therefore the question is, does she have Das? Does she have Das?
She's automatically Mechabel
because it's in her possession, it's actually in her lap. So therefore, the question would be about Das. So really he's trying to say that there really is the Chia.
Even if there wouldn't be Das, because it's in a place of Chia.
The suffix is, does she have Das? Because there is the Chia, so therefore does she have Das? Right? Okay, fine. So the Ritva wants to say, we know that in the case of Kiddushin Midin Ariv. Why does Kiddushin Midin Ariv work? Kiddushin Midin Ariv works because the Baal is listening to the request of the Isha. Right? So therefore, if the case is a Stam Sela, so that would just be a Dichay Ba'alma, because it's not her. What if it's her Sela? So we would assume that there's Hanaki Kesef, and she would be Mikudeshes, because he's listening to her, it's her Sela, there's a Zechiyah. Right? And therefore, it would work. If it's a Sela Shel Shneihem, so then there's just going to be a subject about whether there is Hana, right? There's no Zechiyah, right? Because the Gemara in Bava Basra, there wouldn't be a Zechiyah. But you could say that the Hana would be enough, possibly the Hana would be enough for the Kiddushin to be Chal, right? Because you could say Hana Kekesef, and therefore she would be Mikudeshes.
Even by Sela
D'Achir, the Hana would be... Sela D'Achir, there's not.
Right.
Because that's just a Dichay Ba'alma, she's pushing him up, there's no way that there would be Hana there, because it's not hers. If she has partial ownership of it, so it might not be a Zechiyah, but she could be Mekudeshes through the Hana, she doesn't necessarily need the Zechiyah. If it's Shneihem, right, she doesn't... Because again, the Gemara Baba Basra, seemingly she doesn't have a Zechiyah, okay, you don't need the Zechiyah because it can be Mekudeshes through the Hana. Right? Okay, fine. So then, according to the Tosos Rid, he wants to say that you don't need the Zechiyah Bekesef. Why? Because since she was Nitzratza, he's assuming that she was Nitzratza for the Kiddushin. Right? So therefore, whatever he does is as if he put it into her hands. Right? So if she tells him to place it somewhere, to put it down, or to give the money to the rack, and the rack, right? So she's mikudeshes because of the fact that what he is doing is considered a nesina. She is able, the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid is that she is able to define what the nesina is, right? Even though she doesn't have an actual zechiyah bekesef, since she can define what the nesina is. So if he listens to her and puts it where she wants it, that would be considered a nesina, and that would be enough for kiddushin. Good? Okay, fine. So now we're gonna move on from Sela to the next case in the Gemara, which is Iskachi Libimana Tirim Amuladifa Amanashi Kabumli Mikudesha. So what's the case? So if a guy says to the girl, take $100 and you bring that to me, and she says, give it to my father, my father-in-law, Amanas that they accepted for me, so then I'll be Mikudeshes to you. So Rashi understands that the father and father-in-law are working as her shliach, meaning that the Baal is going to give the money to, let's say, her father. The father is accepting the kiddushin on behalf of his daughter. He's the shliach for his daughter. So the Tosfos Rid is bothered by that. He says it doesn't make sense that they'd be working with the shliach. Why? Because this case is really a shliach osa shliach. How is it a shliach osa shliach? Because if the woman says to the Baal, give it to the father, so then the woman essentially is appointing the Baal to be a shliach to give the money to the father, so who is then going to be a shliach to accept the money for the daughter. So therefore, it's a shliach as a shliach, and we know that a shliach as a shliach does not work by a shliach in Kabbalah. So therefore, in order for the father to accept the Kiddushin, it seemingly should not work because he's going to be like the second Shliach appointed, and Shliach HaKabbalah, it should not work. So how could Rashi possibly say that it's going to be working me than Shlicha? Seemingly it can't. So the Tosfos Rid wants to explain, so then his pshat is that, again, with his working off of what we wanted to say similar in the last case, which we were talking about in the Sela, understanding she does Tosos, Tosos really wanted to say that the woman has the ability to define what the Nesina is. So the same thing here. The woman has the ability to define what the Nesina is. So the Chiddush here, our Gemara, is that when she says, give it to the father, she's defining what the Nesina is, and therefore when the Baal gives the money to the father, she's going to be Mikudeshes. Because that's just a Nesina on behalf of the woman, and that's going to be good enough. So, is there a way that we can understand Shitas Rashi? Why does Rashi want to say that it's all about shlichus? So the Amdi Miluim wants to learn from Get and extrapolate from Get and learn to Kiddushin. He says by Get, right? In the case of shliach, also shliach, right? Let's say you want to appoint someone to write a Get for your wife. So if you say to someone, hey, go appoint, go find any sofer and have him write a Get. So if he says appoint any sofer, so therefore what he's doing is that Baal is appointing a shliach, and that shliach is now going to appoint another shliach to write the Get for the Baal's wife. So therefore that's a case of shliach osa shliach, right? But let's say the Baal says specifically which sofer to go and appoint for him to write the Get. In that case, Adam Ruhm wants to say that is not a case of shliach osa shliach. Why? Because essentially when the Baal says, the Baal tells Reuven, go tell Shimon to write a Get for my wife. Essentially, it's a minoy. The minoy shlicha shelo b'fanav, meaning Baal is appointing Shimon without Shimon knowing. And then Reuven is going along and just letting him know that, oh, by the way, the Baal appointed you to write a Get. But Reuven is not actually a shliach. So therefore, you could say the same thing here, that the Baal in our case, when the woman says to him, oh, go give the money to my father, the father-in-law. So she specifically, that was a minoy shlicha shelo b'fanav. And therefore, she was appointing the father and the father-in-law to accept the kiddushin on her behalf. But the Baal is not considered a shliach. He is just going to let the Baal know that he's accepting the kiddushin on behalf of on behalf of his daughter. So that's the first way you can solve Rashi, because it's not a shliach as a shliach. So if it's not a shliach as a shliach, you don't have this issue of shliach or a shliach not working by a shliach in Kabbalah. The second possibility that the Avni Milum suggests is that it is a case of shliach as a shliach, but it's not really a case of shliach in Kabbalah. Why? What exactly is happening here? The woman is mitzrasa to the Kiddushin. So therefore, when the Baal gives the money to the father, so then the woman is... The way the woman is zocha in the money is through zochin l'adam shelo b'fanav. Meaning, when the father accepts it, she's being zocha in the kesef, right? She's really getting the kesef for the kiddushin. The father is just a shliach to practically be zocha in the kesef. But really, in the kiddushin itself, she is really herself is the one who's accepting it. They're not accepting the kiddushin on her behalf, right? But she's accepting the kiddushin. They're just practically having the zechiah and the kesef. But really, then it's going to be he's going to apply zochah l'adam shelo b'fanav, and she's really going to be zocha in the actual money, and the kiddushin is going to work. Is that clear? That last point? Yeah. Okay. Fine. So the last case we're going to discuss for that which we covered in the first parak before, I guess tomorrow we'll move on to the second parak. So the case is where the case of the Gemara is Hiskach Libimana and Tanei Lekelev. Right? What happens is that she, the guy gives her, says, oh, give that to me. And she says, okay, give it to a, dog. So what would be the din? What would be the din in that case? And Rav Mari asks, and the Gemara, he says, if the case is where the dog's running after her, right? The dog is chasing her. So therefore, we want to understand, is the Baal giving the money to the dog, and at the same time, he's saving her? So do we say, basically, that he had to save her, and therefore he's just saving her, he's not actually doing anything regarding the Kiddushin? No. It's also going to be working between Kiddushin. Meaning he's saving her, and there's going to be Kiddushin. So what exactly is the suffix of this Gemara? So the Rashba wants to say, the suffix of the Gemara is whether there's Hana. Right? If it's a Stam Kelev, so we assume that there's no Hana. Right? She doesn't own the dog, so therefore when he saves her from the dog, he's just saving her. There's nothing more that she's getting out of it. But it's just Hana. But you could say that if it's her dog, if it's a Stam Kelev, then you're going to say that there's no Hana. If it's her dog, you assume that she is getting Hana. It's her dog. Right? If the dog is chasing her, right? And there'd be a suffix whether or not there's Hana. Right? So it'd either be possible to say, I think, I wasn't 100% clear about this, but I think this is what the Rash was saying, is if when the dog is chasing her, do we say that there's Hana, just enough Hana that she's Hana for the fact that she's being saved, or there's also, in addition to the Hana that being saved, there's also Hana that can be used for the Kiddushin. Right? Is that clear?
I mean, is it because it's a Chiyu, so that Hana of being saved is not a Ketz of Kiddushin?
It's just
is there
filling
extra,
that Chiyu, or do we say that there's really more Hana, and she's also...
The Hana that we're talking about is the Hana of him saving her. The question is, because it's a chiyuv.
If there's a chiyuv for the hana,
do we say that
the hana is just covering the chiyuv, or it's more than just the chiyuv, and therefore she mikudash to that as well?
Since it's a chiyuv, is it enough hana for him to be for him to do mikudash?
Right. Yeah. And the Ritva wants to say that the suffix here is about das. Okay, so what exactly would that mean? What is that suffix about das? Meaning, what is her das when she's saying, give it to the dog, and the dog is chasing after her? So, what exactly is her das when she says to give it to the dog and the dog is chasing her? Is it that she wants that she's gonna say, oh, throw it to the dog and then I'll pay you back because of the fact that you lost your money, you're throwing it to the dog to chase me and I'll pay you back? There's not going to be any money given for Kiddushin. Like, that money's not being given for Kiddushin. She'll turn around after and give him back the money that he had, that it costed him to save her. Or no, she's saying, like, with that money, I'm going to use it, and that's also going to be work for Kiddushin. Meaning, for sure, the ritual assumes that there for sure is going to be Hana. Right? And she's going to be Mechayev to pay. And the question is on top of that, Does she want the Kiddushin out of it? I hope that was clear. I'm not...
Because if she had das for Kiddushin when she was running away...
I think so, yeah. And then the last...
Anything other than that, lower than that, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, and just the last point is the next case, the Gemara brings up the case of Kinei La'ani, right? So what happens if she tells the guy, oh, give the money to an Ani. Give the money to an Ani. Right? So what would that be? So the Gemara says that there's no suffix in that case. No suffix case, for sure it's not going to work. So why is there no suffix? Maybe, it would be a suffix in her das. What does she want? If she wants, maybe he's listening to her and therefore it should work for a condition. But so the Ron explains in that case, we say that there's for sure no das. Because Lagabe the Ani, there's no reason for us to believe that she would have das for the Kiddushin. It's just giving money to the Ani. There would be no reason to think that she would have any das.
Is this similar to you say that there's a chiyuv there to give to the Ani?
Right. But I think that's what it is. Right.
So, I mean...
Right.
I don't find the same answer by the Rash, but by what chasing her...
I think she's more directly involved in that Hana. Yeah, it's a mitzvah to save her, but she's more directly affected by that Hana.
Because it's her life?
Yeah.
Meaning that, but like Soko is not, there's for sure not going to be Enel Hanau to have Kadushi.
Right.
Just by the simplest.
What's the stat according to the Ritz what you think that you might have? Not for Kadushi? Maybe she is that, she's not saying give the bread, I'll pay you back. She's saying give the bread and I'll marry you.
No, she would have to, for the Hatsala, I think she would still have to pay back. But in addition, she also wants Kadushi out of it. Meaning it's both. Meaning she wants to be saved, obviously. And therefore, whatever...
Don't we get at the mechanics of Nova issues? If she's tied to pay him back, and then he says, you know what, you don't give that shit to me? That's a problem.
But meaning there's one, the money for saving, and then in addition, there should be money for condition. I'm not totally clear on that, but we could double check on that, but I think that's basically... Okay, sure.
Thank you, Scott.